Hi everyone, it's a little bit early, but my name is Hong Yan-sun. I'm a PhD student from Utah State University, and today I'll be talking about simulating water and nitrogen transport in turf with Hydrus 1D model. It's a little different from the title in the schedule. And first, why we are interested in water and nitrogen transport in turf? The one reason is nitrogen leaching has been an important contaminant of groundwater since the increasing application of nitrogen of fertilizer in the agriculture land in the last century. And unfortunately, urban groundwater has been contaminated by leached nitrogen as well. Since nitrate is very water soluble and nitrogen leaching is always related to water transport. So we think in urban landscapes, especially urban in turf areas, those areas receive a lot of fertilizer and irrigation. So we think the turf area in urban city can be might be a potential contributor to the groundwater nitrogen contaminant. So the objectives of this research project are to simulate the water transport through three turf species, which are Kentucky bluegrass, Tofascue, and buffalo grass, and then to simulate nitrogen transport through these turf species, and finally to provide water and nutrient transport guidelines for the turf species, and in addition to optimal irrigation and fertilization strategies. But due to the time limitation of this presentation today, I'll be talking about just simulation of water transport through these turf species and nitrogen transport through one turf species, which is Tofascue, and to compare the potential nitrogen leaching of resource efficient management versus over irrigation over fertilization conditions. Since we are doing the water and the transport, the nitrogen transport simulation, we have collected the water and nitrogen observed data in the soil. So we installed four climate TTT sensors at 80, 45, 20, and 5 centimeters, representing the soil moisture of these four soil layers. And these are the observed data for soil water content. And also we collect the soil samples monthly to analyze the soil nitrogen content. And for the model, we choose the Hydrus 1D model because since it's a numerical model for analyzing complex problems involving water flow and solute transport in the unsaturated zone. And in all cases, we use the Hydrus 1D model to simulate water and nitrogen transport in soil and plant systems. And the nitrogen transport is based on the nitrogen chain reaction of the nitrogen circle, which is including ammonification, nitrification, and denitrification. And in my example that I'm going to talk about later, we're just talking about the chain reaction between these four chemicals. It then includes the gas phase of the nitrification, the nitrogen circle. And the C and S here means the concentration in liquid and solid phase, which means the urea and ammonium have both liquid and solid phase, but nitrate and nitrate have just the liquid phase. And the simulation procedure, the first is to do the to calibrate the model with observed soil moisture data. And I did the inverse simulation with Hydrus 1D to get the soil parameters. And these are the inverse soil parameters from the model for the topsoil and the subsoil for my plot. And then with the soil after we get the soil parameters, we can do the simulation based on reference evapotranspiration, precipitation, irrigation, and soil parameters and the plant characteristic parameters to do the simulation. And then we can simulate nitrogen transport based on water transport simulation. And then after the model was calibrated, we can simulate nitrogen leachate and over irrigation and over fertilization conditions. And our plot was constructed in the drainage decimeter. And with, it means the upper boundary is open to the air. It can receive precipitation and irrigation. And it's open, it can receive the sun and wind. So the upper boundary condition was set at atmospheric boundary condition with surface layer because the runoff is not allowed in our plot. And for the boundary, for the lower boundary condition, we set it at seepage because we had pond liner to prevent the water moving outside of the plot. So that means the water can move outside of the plot only in the case that the bottom line, the bottom soil was saturated. And since we are simulating the water for three turf species, and they are different in some plant characteristics. And so, and the one thing is the root distribution is different because for tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass, the root or the root system are very dense in the top 20 centimeters, but for buffalo grass, it's relative constant in the top 60 centimeters. These are different. And for the surface cover fraction, for tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass, since those two species are very dense for the turf leaves, and so the evaporation is minimal. So we assume the surface cover fraction is one. That means the potential transpiration equals the reference evapotranspiration. And but for buffalo grass, the ground is not fully covered. It's not, at least it's not as dense as the two other turf species. So we calculate the surface cover fraction based on these two equations, and then we can calculate the transpiration and the evaporation based on these two equations. And these are the preliminary water simulation results for tall fescue. For at 5 centimeters, 20 and 45 and 80 centimeters, where the sensors are. And the blue lines are the simulated water data, soil water content data, and the red line are the measured soil water content data. You can see the simulation fit the measured data pretty well. They're in a pretty good agreement. And these are the simulation for Kentucky bluegrass, and these are for buffalo grass. Although they are not perfect fit, but by now it's good enough to do the next step, which is the nitrogen transport simulation. The nitrogen transport simulation is based on what happened in our plot, based on the fertilization timing and the irrigation timing. And we applied the nitrogen at the 34 and 120 days, which is June 4th and August 27th. But it's the 34 and 120 days in the simulation period. And the fertilizer we applied, or the slow release fertilizer, commonly used for turf, it contains ammonium, urea, and nitrate, and also slow release fertilizer. And also there's some organic nitrogen in our plot. We didn't apply organic nitrogen, but we didn't remove the clippings. So we estimate the organic nitrogen application by estimating the amount of clippings and the amount of nitrogen contained in clippings. And also we have set the initial condition for these four chemicals. So the organic nitrogen was estimated based on clippings, and ammonium and nitrate were based on the observed data, and there are no nitrite. And then, so based on this information, we can do the simulation for the efficient management conditions. And the efficient management conditions means we apply water and fertilizer according to plant need. And then we can simulate the the extreme condition, which means which is over irrigation and over fertilization condition. And then I use the double water and quadruple fertilizer of the efficient management condition to do the extreme condition simulation. And these are some preliminary nitrogen transport results for the efficient management condition and over irrigation and over fertilization conditions. There, these four lines are the nitrate concentration in at 5, 20, 45, and 80 centimeters. You can see at five centimeters in both figures, at 5 centimeters, the nitrate concentration increased very fast right after the application of the fertilizer. And that's because the fertilizer contains some fast release fertilizer, contains some nitrate in the fertilizer, so it increased very fast at the surface. And another thing I want to say here is the nitrate concentration at 80 centimeters. For the efficient measurement condition, it increased very slowly, but under the over irrigation and over fertilization condition, it increased very fast and decreased. That means the extra fertilizer or extra nitrate will leach it out of the soil profile, and finally it can, since it's leached out of the root zone, and finally it can reach the groundwater and contaminate the groundwater. And these are the bottom nitrate flux and cumulative bottom nitrate flux for these two conditions. You can see the bottom nitrate flux is much bigger than in the over irrigation and fertilization conditions than the efficient management conditions. And the cumulative bottom nitrate flux increased about 60 times with double water and a quadruple fertilizer. It's increased a lot. So, and in summary, we can say H2O1D can simulate water and nitrogen transport in turf, and water transport is the foundation of solute transport. And over irrigation and fertilization can increase nitrogen leaching significantly. And in the future, we can achieve the optimal irrigation strategies by adjusting irrigation and fertilization to decrease nitrogen leaching. And here I would thank my major advisor, Dr. Calico, and my committee member, Dr. Scott Jones, and Dr. Grant Cardin, and my friends Masaru Sakai and Fan Jun. They helped me a lot with this research project. And thanks for your time.